Well, it sounds like soil moisture is still a major concern for wheat producers in Oklahoma. And earlier, Jeff Edwards was talking about yield per acre, and it sounds like it's on the way down.
Yeah, I think the average yields are going to be significantly below average. The average is 30 to 32 bushels an acre. And in 09, the average yield was 22. I think we're probably going to be down in that range this year. If you look at total production right now with the increased deserted acres, I think maybe 70 million bushels versus about 126 million last year, a five-year average of 109 million bushels, a 10-year average of 124 million, a 15-year average of 137 million, and a 20-year average of 143 million acres or bushels, I mean.
So, Kim, why are the numbers declining?
Well, you know, part of that is our total acreage is planted acres has declined in wheat. And I think another big reason we've seen over the past, five, maybe 10 years, producers getting away from monoculture on wheat, going to a crop rotation to break these disease and weed cycles that we've got going on that we've got to solve here in Oklahoma.
Okay. What can Oklahoma producers expect from now until June?
Well, I think on prices, they can expect them to remain in current areas. Now, current areas, you know, that's a plus or minus a buck, maybe plus
right.
or minus two, but I think they're going to remain relatively high. I think the market has got a relatively good handle on decreased production. If it gets hot and dry, I think there's more upside potential than downside risk, but I do think there's, you know, possibly a dollar downside, but probably not likely.
And producers are seeing that $7, $8 wheat price right now. Is this something that we can expect in 2012?
I think so. And producers are deciding, you know, with the limited moisture, do I plant a summer crop? And there's a lot of risk in that. And will prices be high into 2011? And I think they will. If you look at the Kansas City Board of Trade July contract, right now it's around $9 a bushel. If you look at the 2012 July contract, it's about 20 to 25 cents higher. So the market's expecting the same or higher, really higher prices, and you know they've got a risk component in that 925 price out there.
Okay, and one other thing. Earlier you said that the king was corn, the queen was soybeans, and wheat was in the court also. How do they look price-wise on a long-term basis?
Well, what I'd said there was wheat's the stepchild, and
that's
we come
right.
along screaming
well,
and hollering,
you know.
But they're all the stocks are tight now. Wheat stocks are a little better than corn and beans, which are really tight and will remain tight into 2012 and relatively high bean and corn prices into 2012. However, wheat stocks are also projected to decline, and wheat prices will be high on their own.
Okay, and one other thing. Wheat price, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, in June 2011.
It's got to be. Right now, I'm looking around $7.75. I think I'll stick with that price, maybe $8, but around the $7.75 level.
Okay, there you have it. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Extension Specialist.